Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Thursday, December 19th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news from this morning. After a critically praised off-Broadway run earlier this year at the Minetta Lane Theater, Dead Outlaw is heading uptown to Broadway. The new musical tells the absurd true story of Elmer McCurdy, a turn-of-the-20th-century bandit who had just as many adventures in death as he did in life. After being killed in Oklahoma in a shootout, his mummified corpse was exhibited for decades in various places across the United States and became a celebrity figure of its own. Previews will begin on April 12th. Opening night is April 27th at the Long Acre Theater. Dead Outlaw is the latest creation from the Tony-winning masterminds behind The Band's Visit, composer David Yazbek, librettist Itamar Moses, and director David Cromer. Eric Della Penna, a longtime friend of Yazbek's who played guitar in the orchestra for two of his prior shows, is the co-composer here and will be making his Broadway songwriting debut. The lead producers are Sonia Friedman and Leah Volek. Casting will be announced later. Tickets for Dead Outlaw will go on sale to the public in January, with an official date yet to be revealed. For more information, visit deadoutlawmusical.com. Before it launches a national touring production in September, Suffs will show the country who they are, as it was announced that it will be filmed all this weekend for PBS's Great Performances. The brainchild of Shana Taub, the historical musical explores the lives of the powerful and resilient women who pushed for the right to vote. Suffs won two Tonys earlier this year for Taub's score and book. She also fronts the onstage cast. An exact date for the ProShots premiere will be determined in due time. Suffs runs on Broadway at the Music Box Theater through January 5th. In casting news, two new faces will be joining the Oval Office next month. Philip James Brannan and Chris Renfro will be joining the company of O. Mary as Mary's husband and Mary's teacher starting January 21st. Brannan was last seen on Broadway in the 2022 revival of Macbeth, and Renfro, making their Broadway debut, is a frequent performer at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Lower Manhattan, who has been seen on television in The L Word and Queer as Folk. Brannan and Renfro replace original cast members Conrad Riccamora and James Scully, whose final performance is set for January 19th. As previously announced, O. Mary's star and creator, Cole Escola, will also play their final performance on that day, passing the torch to Betty Gilpin from January 21st through March 16th. O. Mary runs through June 28th at the Lyceum Theater. And finally today, in real estate news, the Schubert Organization has filed an application calling for a renovation of the Imperial Theater, one of 17 Broadway houses it currently owns. At a public hearing earlier this week, it was revealed they want to expand the lobby and redo the auditorium itself. According to Broadway World, plans for the lobby expansion include a multi-level Imperial Theater annex, which would be built upon the now vacant lot next to the theater. The addition would also boast several amenities, including a new marquee, two floors of commercial space, an event space, and rooftop terrace. The Schuberts also seek to remove the auditorium's sound and light lock, a corridor used in theaters to block unwanted light and sound during performances, as the current space creates a bottleneck for guests. Upgrades are also planned for the venue's seating and auditorium doors. There is no decision on the plan yet, and thus no official timeline. The Imperial's most recent tenant, Water for Elephants, played its final Broadway performance on December 8th. Its next show, Smash, begins previews on March 11th and opens April 10th. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.